We're honored to have with us in the studio this morning Molly Jordan, celebrating conservation, community, and the outdoors. And Molly's going to tell us more. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure. We appreciate you taking time out of a busy schedule. Your schedule is busy as anybody's. And we appreciate you coming in and telling us and sharing with us about this celebration and conservation and community and the outdoors. And naturally, we're talking about
the National Wild Turkey Federation's Northeast Alabama Hunting Heritage Banquet is going to be this Saturday, July the 26th. Doors are going to open at 5:30. Dinner to be served around 6:30. It's all going to happen at Chattakee Lodge, located over there in Galesville, at Harlan Star's beautiful lodge over there. Nice hunting lodge. We're going to have fish and chicken fry served by South Fresh Foods. You might have seen them in the Alpha magazine, so mm-hmm. in the Farmers magazine. And then we'll have a silent auction, a live auction with exclusive NWTF gear. And then we'll also have multiple raffles. This year we have a licensed FFL dealer there on site, take care of anything that needs to be regulated. And then we're going to have a great time. But I tell you what, I'm very proud of the people who are part of our chapter. We've done a lot in our community in the past few years. We have really turned it up a notch. We were blessed this past year. We got to have a hunter safety course. It actually ended up being the largest one in the state.
Wow.
And you helped us get that word out, and we appreciate that. But, yeah, we worked with the Alabama Conservation Law Enforcement Agency. We also worked with their group. It's the Alabama Conservation Law Enforcement Officers Association. And so we worked all together, and along with Piedmont FFA, and we hosted 72 people at our hunter safety event, you know, and we had 8 instructors there. It was all day, and we also took people out, and we did tree stand demonstrations and things like that, you know. And the way we look at it is, if we can keep one person safe and teach them how to be safe out in the woods, then it's probably saving 2 to 3 more lives on top of that. And so
absolutely,
that is amazing.
Are all of your members of the National Wild Turkey Federation hunters?
No, not everybody is a hunter. Sometimes they're just part of it because they are all for ethical hunting. They don't necessarily hunt themselves, but they want us all to be ethical for those that are out in the woods.
And also practice safety, as you were
right.
talking about, the hunter safety course, and also conservation, about
right.
not just wasting our resources.
Right. So one of the great things that National Wild Turkey Federation has always done has been researching what is the best habitats for these animals. What are the best foraging greens? What are our best covers and things like that? And there's a lot of information out when you're a National Wild Turkey Federation member. You'll get that in a magazine. You also have members only access to other things that you might want to do on your property. And you know, you don't even have to be a hunter to want to improve your property. You improve your property and you just enjoy taking pictures of wildlife, you can improve your property and then sit back and enjoy with your camera as well.
Absolutely. It's sort of like taking care, if you want to attract deer, you plant certain crops on your
yeah. They're starting
plate.
To call it green hunting.
Yeah, there
and
you
so,
go.
You know, and so you're using a camera, and the animals are getting the benefit, and you're getting the benefit of enjoying God's creation and getting to see it.
And it is beneficial when it does come to sport hunting for the turkey hunters or the deer hunters or whatever you're hunting out there. It becomes beneficial because, you correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me, in my experience here in Northeast Alabama, that the turkey population has increased over the last 25 to 30 years.
It has increased, and then we were kind of hitting a stagnant point, and so there's been some other things that have now come into play. A lot of your turf grasses and things like that will actually be damaging to a wild turkey population because your poults, they cannot regulate the body temperature. So if they get wet in that dew and then they don't ever get dried off, they might freeze and pass away. And then you also have more predators as far as raccoons and coyotes and things like that. Well, I remember being a kid and coming to Cherokee County, and even in Etowah County where I grew up too, you know, it was, you would see people who would go and hunt at night, and they were coon hunters and coyote hunters and trappers and things like that. People just don't do that anymore. So that's affecting naturally how things are happening out in our woods.
Yeah, one predator overrides
overtakes it.
Yeah,
that's right.
I understand. But this is going to be an exciting event. Tell us about some of the things that will be taking place as far as the silent auction. What type of items do you have that's been donated that you're going to be auctioning off that people would want to come and enjoy?
So we've got a couple of personal small safes that have been donated. We've got those are just for single firearms and things like that. We'll have that. We've got some Mary Kay items being donated. We also have some other boutique items from like different businesses here around town.
Right.
So, and then some of our big raffle packs have come from Leesburg Country Store. Chris has been great about getting us up a big basket. And so, you know, that is just one wonderful store. Mm-hmm. And then DeKalb Sportsman over in DeKalb County, they have been great to us for over the years. And so they got us up a big raffle pack as well. And then we have, of course, a lot of stuff coming from the National Wild Turkey Federation as well.
Great. A lot of prizes. People go home with a lot of different merchandise.
That's right. But, you know, another great thing about our here locally, we do scholarships. And so we are one of the only conservation chapters in this area that does scholarships. And so we provide a scholarship every year. We have a scholarship winner each year that's given some money to go and start their college career, whether it is a trade or whether it is a four-year school. It does not matter to us. We just want you to be a member of the National Wild Turkey Federation, understand conservation and safety, and we want you to go have a good time and do yourself, get yourself better. So,
absolutely. How about tickets for this event?
So tickets can be purchased online. I know you've already posted that link for me, and I appreciate that. So singles are $60, couples are $80. A sponsorship member is $300, and that gets that member plus a guest in, and that goes in as a sponsorship. So like right now, I think I'm 10 years in or something like that of being a sponsor member, and so that's just one of those things I like to do. But then we also have tables available. So if your company wants to come on board and do that, you can come on. We have Jake's tickets. That's for anybody 16 and younger. And those are $20. That includes your meal. It also gets you in. You'll start getting your Turkey Call magazine. It'll be coming in to you four times a year. And then we have our national convention, which is usually the Saturday after Valentine's up in Nashville, Tennessee. And if you think the World Deer Expo is large, you just got to go to the National Wild Turkey Convention Sports Show. I'm telling you, wow.
It's going to be something else, no doubt.
It is, it is.
About Saturday night now, you have, it sounds like, as many young people coming as you do older. So this is something that will be enjoyed by all age groups.
Yes, all age groups. We encourage everybody to come. We want to have a family fun event. We also have the Cedar Bluff FFA. They have helped us for the past 5 years, coming and helping set up and things like that. Those young people, they come on Fridays and set up tables and chairs and things like that, and then they help serve on Saturday, and we appreciate that.
It's hard to put on such a big event without having some assistance. You got to have it.
I'm telling you, I've got the best committee probably out there, hands down. I just love those people to death. I consider them family. I mean, they have just really jumped in, and those kids coming to help from Cedar Bluff FFA, John Michael Murphy, he's been one of the ones leading the charge on that, and I really do appreciate all his help and everything he does. I tell you what, that's going to be a great young man.
Absolutely. Tell us how people can become members or associated with the National Wild Turkey Federation. People out there listening say, that sounds like something I'd like to be involved in. How do they become associated?
We would love for you to come to the banquet, but if you can't make it to the banquet, you can go into nwtf.org, membership, and it will take you straight to a link, and you can join with a membership there as well. But we would love to have you come to the banquet here if you're locally, and if not, join the National Wild Turkey Federation and learn more about what we do for conservation or efforts.
Absolutely. It's about enhancing the turkey population and the experience of hunters when they're out in the woods.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, there's nothing better. I don't know if you realize this. I saw it on Facebook, but our son killed his first turkey this year.
No, I didn't see that. About that.
He did it on Good Friday. And so me and McConnell Murphy, we took him turkey hunting. And we have been skunked every year trying to get that boy a turkey. But he's 15 now. He was 14 when he killed his first bird. And there is nothing better than sitting in the turkey woods, calling and kind of serenading between me and Big Mac, and calling in that bird and being with my son when he took his shot on his first big gobbler. I mean, and it was a monster. So I was so proud for Will, and it was just, it was a great time, and I will never forget it. It's going to be probably one of those core memories as a mama.
There you go. Wonderful. And others can share those type memories with youngsters, too.
That's right. We take kids on youth hunts all the time. We also partner, a lot of us partner with Kids Outdoors to take kids who are on limited time on earth on trips as well, and hunting trips and excursions. I was with my cousin's daughter this past winter when I helped her take her first deer. And, you know, there is nothing like teaching someone that is part of who we are as heritage, in our hunting heritage. And, you know, I think back to, I wish my uncles and grandfathers were still alive to have been here to impart to me, but thank goodness I was able to start doing something that they did.
Yeah. Are you seeing more female participation in turkey hunting or deer hunting? Because you mentioned both.
Yes, there is. There's a big influx. You know, it used to not be cool to be a tomboy. And now everybody looks at it and goes, oh, you can wear camo and pearls. Yes, you can. And I grew up riding horses, and now I'm tracking deer. And there is nothing like being comfortable as to who I am and what we're doing. And it is a great opportunity right now for women in the sport. You'll see YouTubers and TikTokers and things like that. Macy Watkins is one of my favorite ones I follow. And I mean, that is just something that, you know, I look back and I go, man, I wish somebody would have told me it was okay to enjoy sports and enjoy the outdoors and things like that. I mean, I'm just different.
Yeah, and of course, it's nothing wrong with being in the great outdoors. You get fresh air and you get to observe nature and learn a lot.
Yeah, a good friend of mine, Bill Shepherd, has passed on. He told me, Molly, if you keep your children in church and you keep them on the ball field and you keep them in the woods, you'll never have to worry about where they are.
There you go.
And he was right.
Yep, and that's good, wholesome entertainment and family entertainment for them. And they'll learn a lot more like that, a little more so than they will on phones. Absolutely. And so it's a great life's lesson.
It is. It is.
Let's tell them again about the banquet again coming up.
So again, our banquet is going to be on Saturday, July the 26th at Chattahee Lodge out there at Harlan Star's beautiful lodge. And doors are going to open at 5:30. Meal to be served about 6:30. Tickets are $60 for a single, $80 for a couple, and $300 for a sponsorship. We still have some tables available. If you'd like to get in and your business would like to be a table sponsor, that would be wonderful. We also have the Jake's tickets available for $20. And this year, I need to give a shout out real quick to our sponsors. Our banquet underwriter sponsor this year is Clint Bradley with Country Financial. We really do appreciate Clint. And then we have an anonymous donor who has also donated to be a banquet underwriter. And then we have Ben Richardson with Whitetail Properties. And then we also have Stephen and Wendy McDaniel with Terrapin Creek Plumbing, and Marty Borntrager, and then my husband with Jordan Counseling. And then also we'd like to thank these local businesses and individuals that help make this event possible, is the Gridiron Sports Bar and Grill, Cherokee Farmers Co-op, Mountain View Ice, Westlake Septic Pumpers, Leesburg Country Store, DeKalb Sportsman and Pond, Tractor Supply of Center Alabama, and TMC Graphics, and Cedar Bluff Piggly Wiggly.
It takes us all working together.
As you can tell, we are a community-based organization, and we want to support our community while the community supports the National Wild Turkey Federation.
Absolutely. Molly, thank you for taking time to come in and be with us this morning. Anything else that you need to impart before we leave?
No, we just want you to have a great fall, getting out there. I know dove season's around the corner. Please practice hunter safety. We want everybody to go out, have a good time, and come home nice and safe.
One thing I don't know that we mentioned, you mentioned the banquet a couple of times. I don't know if we mentioned what we're serving. Fish and
We've got fish and chicken fry. It's coming from South Fresh Foods that's based in that Alpha magazine. And I'm telling you, she supports Alabama farmers. And I just love Brooklyn Smith. She is just a great cook. And boy, she can turn it out.
Wow. So if you'd like to enjoy a great fish fry or a chicken fry or a combination, come on out to Chattahoochee Lodge on Saturday night. 5:30 is when the doors open. 6:30 is when the event starts. You don't want to miss it.
Nope, you don't want to miss it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Molly, for being with us. And Chattahoochee Lodge, by the way, is located downtown Galesville on the Harlan Star Farm.